first came here, I came here as a young adult, and basically all my friends in my whole adult life has come from Cleveland. And as a former player, because these fans hold on to you forever. If you are a Cleveland Brown player, you are forever a special person to the Cleveland fans here. And, you know, over the years, I found that this is a great place. I still make my home here. I'll probably die here. When I go out and have opportunities to be in charity events, that there's a lot of Brown backers, and they are everywhere. When I say everywhere, they are all over the globe. You go anywhere, you're going to find a Cleveland Brown fan. And I met a lot of my friends that I have today at those functions that happened to be Cleveland Brown fans, and we became friends, and we're still friends today. You know, I knew the question was going to be asked, and I said, what's one word that can describe the Cleveland fans? And I tried to think about it, and the only word I can come up with is unbelievable. They are so passionate about this game, and they want to win so bad, and nobody's more deserving than the Cleveland Browns. So I'm hoping that they can turn things around. I was fortunate as a player to play in a Super Bowl and be a world champion, and that's an unbelievable feeling. It's something that you have to pinch yourself to make sure it's not a dream. And I appreciated the fans as a player, and I want so much for those fans to have that feeling. Nobody's more deserving. You know, a lot of times, you know, you prepare mentally for the game, but you just can't get in the right spirit to play the game until you come out and those fans pick you up and they are excited. And I look at it this way. You know, I'm a fan, I say it, and I'm just as excited. But I have one event. If they could play, they would play. I get to play, so I'm going to play hard. But I think you compete on all levels, and you have to compete with the changing of the times. You know, a lot of teams are changing their uniforms, and we don't want to get to a point where our uniforms look like throwback uniforms. We want to keep up with the times. And we also got young fans. And with TV and the way they cover teams, a lot of young players can see a lot of teams on TV. They can actually become fans of other teams other than the city that they live in. And so to compete with that, we have to keep up with those teams. And so winning is one thing, a new look is the other thing. I'm hoping that that's a move, that the new look is going to be a new future too, that we can turn things around, because we have a great tradition. Before, we haven't played in a Super Bowl because there were no Super Bowls, but we've been in a lot of world championships. So now that we have Super Bowls, I want us to get back to where we were, to try and bring our history back and be successful. I think it's kind of a reflection of the new attitude. I don't think they're just trying to look good. I think we're trying to play good. And I think we're making the move to become a better team. There's some growing pains. Everybody has to learn. And a mistake don't make you a failure. It's a repeating the same mistake make you a failure. And I think you learn from your mistakes. And I see that happening with the team. And I look forward to the upcoming season.